Hello, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, not bad. How's it going?
Good, man. Just wanted to go over your file with you really quick. Are you at your computer right now?
Yes, yeah. I'm walking in right now.
Okay, cool. I'm sending you an email right now with your loan contracts and everything. I just want to go over it with you. Let me just send it real quick. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. Let me know if you got it. So right off the bat, I need to apologize because I told you where there's an early payment discount yesterday. It's so small, so there isn't one for this. The threshold is 50 grand and above has one. Here's the thing, though. Like, we can work with you. If you give me a call in 3 or 4 months and you're like, hey, I want to pay this off, what can you do for me? We can figure something out. Like, we're flexible. There's nothing written in the contract, though, officially, for anything under 50K. So that was my fault. I was looking at another loan contract from one that we did recently, and it was for 100 grand. And that one did have a prepayment discount. Unfortunately for this one, there is no prepayment discount. So I just want to be upfront about that and apologize. That was my fault. Let me see real quick.
All right. Well, that kind of, that's a ton of interest to pay for that short of a period of time. And the problem is I don't want to extend it for 6 months. I literally only need it for, 60 days at the most. And to pay $11,000 in interest to borrow 30 grand for 60 days is just insane.
I understand, man.
500% interest. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that work. I need to get this truckload in, but not if I'm going to lose money on it.
Right, exactly. That's the last thing we want to do. If it's going to put you in a bad situation, I don't think it's a good idea to do it. But if it's going to help you grow, if you're going to gain new customers, even if you're going to, even if you're not going to make a whole lot of money, but you're going to create new relationships, that might be something to consider. But if it's just going to put your business in a bad situation, I don't want to do that to you.
Losing money, I can get new relationships. That's easy. It's losing money. That's, if I end up losing money on it, that's just,
just wouldn't make sense. Yeah.
That's just a lot. I mean, we're at like 1.35 here, I think, and so 35%
over 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah,
we want to get you on a better program, and if you have a need after you get out of this situation, after this one is up, or once you're eligible for renewal in 3 months, halfway in the program, we can get you more cash. Assuming that the situation gets fixed. At a cheaper rate with longer terms, plus because you'd be considered a returning customer, so you qualify for a whole different set of programs that we offer. You know what I mean? So we want to create a relationship with you. We don't want it to be, one-time transaction and then we walk away and never talk to you again. If you have some sort of need in the future with equipment financing and everything like that, like I said, with our repeat customers, you qualify for a different set of programs. So once we see, you have made all your payments on time, there were no issues with your bank account, everything like that. We want to keep working with you and we want to help your business grow and develop.
I just don't know how anybody can grow paying that much in interest for that short a period of time. I just don't know if it's doable for me. That's just so high. I mean, if it was, I was just really hoping that there would be some kind of, because every other company I've talked to had a prepayment discount, and I mean, almost all of them were 15%, and that's only a few thousand bucks. But if I pay it off in 60 days, you guys still make 8 grand to borrow money for 60 days. It's still amazing turnaround or return on your part. And I just don't know if I can make this work. I'm going to have to run some numbers because I don't think that I can make this work at these numbers.
Yeah, just from the underwriter perspective, it just, you're considered a high-risk profile. All things considered, all the risk factors and everything, and just the current situation that you're, I know you're a growing business, and that's kind of part of the growing process, growing pains, you know what I mean? You're trying to build new customers, and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to start new projects. Meanwhile, you're trying to collect on your old projects, and you're going at such a fast rate that it, you know, these sort of things become necessary. So that's kind of like, kind of how we fit into to businesses like yours. Yeah. But
no, I get it. I'm not upset. I'm just, there's a fine line between understanding, yeah, I'm going to pay a higher rate and being taken advantage of. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in that boat of being taken advantage of at that dollar amount. I just don't know if I can make it work.
If it's going to negatively impact your business, that's the last thing that I want to do. So if this isn't going to work and you want to, you know, your situation improves a few months from now and want to see what else we can do for you, I'd be happy to sort of reevaluate.
So there's no way they can drop the rate on that at all. It's 41.75 payback.
I already fought for you, man. I tried. It's sort of like a take it or leave it program, unfortunately, like I said, given the current situation. Sometimes we're able to be a little bit more flexible, but on this program, it's like a starter program, so unfortunately not.
Yeah, and I know I've gotten that a lot. I got the same thing from Can Capital, and then I renewed it, and my renewal rate was worse than the one I got before, and then the one I got after that was worse than the one before that. So
really?
The whole building the customer up thing, like, I get you guys. That's a thing that you guys use. It's never worked out for
well,
me.
Well, I understand. If this helps you at all, I care about my reputation 100%. So my personal reputation. So like, if you go to my LinkedIn profile, you'll see me. You'll see me as a person. You'll see that I'm an MBA student in the evening. You'll see I'm a college graduate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I care about my reputation. So I wouldn't want to do anything that would, you know, possibly tarnish that in the future. Like, I'm putting my name out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you've been totally cool. And I mean, you've been, like I said, I didn't want to go with Fora because the guy was being a jerk, but even at that, their rate is $3,000 less than yours. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And I just don't know.
What about their fees? What did all their fees come out to roughly?
Even with the fees and everything.
Oh really?
I was going to borrow 30 and I was going to be paying back 37.5 and you guys are at 41.175.
Yeah.
That's a huge, that's $4,000. So I'm going to have to run numbers and see if there's any way I can make it work. I'll work on it right now, but I don't think it's going to work out. If for some reason I can figure out a way to make it work out, how long does it take to fund?
Once we have everything in, about 24 hours. So if you wanted to get everything in me today, we'd have it in your bank account by tomorrow.
All right. Well,
let me just go over what else we would need in case you do decide to do it, just so you can kind of have an idea, you can gather this stuff. So you sent me the first page of the tax return, but I also need the Schedule K-1 on your tax return. Yeah. It just shows the ownership breakdown. Okay. And then we have to verify that you're not behind in like rent payments or anything like that. So I need your June through September proof of rent payments. Just like the statement is fine, just something that shows that you're not like past due or something. So,
yeah.
Okay. And then I also sent you a link, with a third-party company that we use called Decision Logic. What this company does, they have nothing to do with your loan. What they do is they verify your bank account. We've had issues where people like fabricate bank accounts and things like that in the past, so we kind of have to do this to like cover our asses, you know what I mean? So basically, it's just, like I said, it's just a company. They're very secure. It's just used to verify your bank account. So I sent that. I sent the attachment in there. So kind of like it breaks it down. If you want to look it over a little bit more with the link as well, and then I'll be happy to walk you through that if you have any questions about that as well.
All right. Well, I'll take a look and I'll run some numbers and I'll get back to you here.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, let me know, man. I'll be happy to help you. Thank you, sir. My pleasure. Bye bye.